This is a practice for the week and a little exercise. The exercise is this. Some of you I know probably are doing this, but I want it to just become something that becomes habitual. And that is evoking always that inner friend, which requires that you start to really listen to how you talk to yourself. If what you want now is for this inner, your psyche, you know, the mind, to look at it kind of like a family, you know. And is it a happy family? Are the parents kind of the observing ego? Is it critical and accusatory and like a, you know, strict mother, father type of thing? Or is it loving? What's the atmosphere internally? Is it a happy home, or is it run by dictatorial parents? You know. And the thing is, you may not even be aware of it, how you are, you know, with your body and your mind and the unconscious material coming up, and with your reactions, like say you behave in a way that you don't really appreciate. How are you toward that? Is it, oh no, or whatever? Or is it, you know, let me help, so that there's no fear, so you're not afraid of yourself internally, that the one, the bottom line, or the one, the observing ego, the one, the running commentator, is of a friend, not an enemy. So that's just a practice. It's whether or not you've noticed how you talk to yourself, and if you notice that it's strict or unkind, to change that. So no, that's not how I want to talk to myself. I want to talk to myself as an inner friend. Oh no, that's not how I want to treat myself. I want to treat myself, you know, lovingly. Because in the world, if you're around a critical person or somebody who doesn't like you or respect you, what happens to you? Well, you can't wait to leave, for one thing. You don't want to be in the situation. And while you're in the situation, you're probably shut down and kind of closed off, because it's just a natural protective instinct. But if we have those kind of voices internally, then that's what's happening to us inside. So the home becomes not a very happy home. And we can change that without just a little bit of consciousness, just a little bit of practice. So you check up on yourself and see to what degree that's your reality now, that there's someone inside who cares about you, you know. But that's the buddhi. The buddhi is one. Buddhi means you're the deeper mind, the one who has knowledge, the one who is responding to the things you do, you know. It's kind of the inner chatter. See who that is. Is it somebody who loves you and cares about you and gives you the benefit of the doubt, which you can definitely do and have given to others, but now it has to become the way that you are internally. You know, now as you do that, your mind and body relax. Just like in the world, if you're around people who love you and care about you, your mind and your body relax. You know, just a simple thing, your ananda. Your ananda increases just by this one simple thing, and your sense of ananda or fullness shrinks when there's an absence of that. So this is an easy thing. It's an easy fix, really, but it requires a little consciousness. But what it does is, if we can, from this now on for the whole 10 days, that becomes kind of a commitment to be practicing that, your mind and body become much more available for contemplation. Much more available. And yourself becomes, just the simple self-experience becomes much more dominant, right? Because these others are pain-producing, and they become dominant in terms of the experience. And yourself is still very simply there, illumining the whole painful situation. Right? So we want to decrease that stress. Everybody get it? So practice it a little bit, it becomes quickly natural because the payoff is so great, yeah, in terms of your inner space. So we're going to work on that. And then we'll just keep building on the meditation. Okay, for everybody? Okay. Let's take our break so we can have class soon.